every day.
Gone. I know that's a very profound and bold statement on my part, but it's factual, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Mark Skogerbo is here, joining me in the walk through the news headlines, the sports. Steve Bockett will be here. We'll preview what's to come and our guests on what's on your mind and the topics we'll tackle today on the program and take your phone calls from across the northern plains. The weather will be part of our hour. We have a lot to do. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning.
How are you?
Well, I'm feeling relieved they caught the lady with the green paint, but this time she was over at the cathedral. She was the one that was violating Abe at the Abraham Lincoln Memorial. She's splattering green paint here and there.
They did find her?
I think so. She wanted to paint the cathedral as well. So she hates Jesus and Abe.
Does she have mental health issues, or what's the...
Oh, no. She's just a green fanatic.
Oh, so there was some message in the paint color?
Yeah, I think she's opposed to Keystone, her and Obama.
Is that right? She's one of those radical environmentalists.
Yeah, I think so. I would guess.
Well, why would you deface one of the greatest presidents who ever lived memorial?
Because he cut down a lot of trees. You can imagine.
Are you serious?
No. But, you know, I was
Do
reading...
Do we know anything about the motive of this individual?
No, but she spins around and speaks in another language.
You know, I hadn't thought of that before, but it's amazing. I mean, I guess good, but amazing that there is, I mean, as iconic as those monuments are there not more protections against vandals like that? How does somebody come up with a slab of paint?
And run in there. You know, they're just not a... I remember I was on a trip junior in high school to Miami, and I slept there right by the Lincoln Memorial, right there in the meadow, you know, and it wasn't a hassle. I just laid down there and went to sleep.
Very interesting. But they did seriously catch this person?
Yeah, they think it's her, the green lady.
Chris wants other news. He's not convinced this is the headline of the day.
I'm really sorry. Yeah, it was a real bunny trail.
Green paint on the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah.
Followed by at the cathedral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, by the way, the statue of Joseph Henry outside the headquarters of the Smithsonian.
It just goes from bad to worse.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't have any news on the individual being found, but you do?
Yes.
They found the green paint caper with fresh green paint on the hands and the whole deal. Very good.
Oh,
glad to hear it.
Oh, a woman was arrested, found splattered inside two chapels at the Washington National Cathedral, where the police were investigating her in connection with two similar incidents in the U.S. Capitol's National Mall.
Good. Evidently a sparse crowd for Mayor Mike Bloomberg's group, the gun control event in the... Fargo's Island Park yesterday. Spent a little time talking about that on the program, but they attracted folks on both sides. And
did they show the guns that could actually fly and shoot themselves?
They did not.
Well, then they're completely and utterly irrelevant.
They continue to try and change the minds, and it doesn't seem to be working real well.
It's just hard to imagine why people would waste their energy trying to destroy the greatest constitution ever lived. To protect ourselves from goofusnesses.
Exactly right. President Obama laughed when mocking Republican estimates of jobs created by the Keystone Pipeline. His latest argument against the Keystone XL Pipeline, that and some sort of... he made some remarks to the New York Times that has caused some new focus on that. We're going to be talking about this on the program today. But he also said Canada could potentially be doing more to counteract the greenhouse gas emissions being unleashed from Alberta's oil sands. So he's very worried about his environmental.
You know, the most important greenhouse gas is water vapor. carbon dioxide is only 4 points per 10,000 or something like that. It's just, it's absurd.
Fool's errand.
And, yeah. And, you know, plants love carbon dioxide, and they make oxygen for us. We have a good partnership.
So anyway, we're going to dig into this one a little bit today. He did, he laughed at the jobs.
Well,
saying
yes.
It wasn't as many as initially.
See, pipelines, they dig themselves, you know. And of course, they refine themselves. The alcohol, the crude refines itself, and then it's put in ships by itself, or it's put in trucks by itself. And, you know, to laugh at the jobs is all kinds of jobs, all kinds of economic activity, not to mention the bigger question about reducing the overall cost and making us more independent of his buddies in Venezuela and wherever.
We're going to talk a little bit about Obamacare and what folks would like of their elected representative wherever you're listening today on the program. Give you a chance to talk about that, because North Dakota congressional delegation hasn't been real clear on where they're going to be on that issue. Do you want them to be more forceful? I would like them to take a lead, given the fact that North Dakota is pretty strongly against Obamacare.
I think so. More and more people are starting to sign pledges. Look, candidate Larry Roden has signed a pledge that he will repeal Obamacare. And apparently his candidate in South Dakota, Rounds, said he's not going to sign pledges.
Kevin Cramer said Obamacare is a disaster for families and businesses, which is why I voted to repeal it in May. Republicans and even Democrats agree we must repeal and replace Obamacare, but there are differences in opinion on the best strategy to dismantle it. I don't support holding up a potential continuing resolution to defund or amend Obamacare because I don't believe it will work. Most of the funding for Obamacare comes from mandatory spending, which doesn't require a continuing resolution. And the President and the Senate will drag out a government shutdown without ever defunding it. Our best hope to get rid of Obamacare is to replace the leadership in the Senate,
yes,
and the White House, and in the meantime continue to highlight its failures to the American people.
That's why this pledge of Senate candidates is so important that Larry Roden made and Rounds refused to make.
Exactly. Just tell us where you're at.
Yep, that's right. Same way with the Grover Norquist pledge. No new taxes or not. Do you pledge not to raise taxes? Taxed enough already. I believe that the Tea Party is coming back, at least in spirit. Maybe it'll be repeal Obamacare, maybe it'll be in freedom clubs, but I think the Tea Party is alive and well and getting invigorated.
Hey, there are some new stories about the amount of flaring going on in North Dakota. Flaring meaning natural gas
burning off
into the air. And 3.6 million daily, 100 million a month. A new report about that, and from time to time is different stories about this that tend to suggest the sky is falling and everything else. Nobody likes the idea that money is being burned off into the air. It's just a product of the amount of value in getting oil and gas leases held and drilling continued there in just a matter of time.
And the free market is working on it. There's several of those rigs that are being electrified by the flare. But it's a process. You've got to capture it. You've got to redirect it. You know, there's a couple of companies we both run into out there that are working hard to capture that natural gas and turn it into energy or
pipeline gathering structure.
Right.
Companies.
It takes a lot of structure to do.
Working on processing plants. Exactly. So it's a valuable resource.
And what a beautiful site, though.
It takes time to develop pipelines and infrastructure and get it captured. So
out there, I remember one night up, I was on a high hill, and I think I saw 30 flares in the dark under the beautiful sky. And it was one of the most, I said, there's those flares of freedom. They're just flickering and fighting for our independence and kind of waving joyfully in the night.
I see it as a great opportunity.
I do, too.
Once that infrastructure is in place, again, that would be another valuable resource.
3.6 million daily. And it's just getting bigger because as we continue to drill and drill, you know, there's more of that great gas, methanes and various things.
There's a forum story that I'll talk more with you about at the bottom of the hour after we finish up on the sports today, talking about the laws in North Dakota and Minnesota on disclosing when you purchase a home, when a home is on the market, if there's been a murder in the home.
Oh.
And the story is entitled Houses with History. and chronicles a couple in Fargo that bought a home where a 16-year-old was strangled and suffocated back in 2007, of which they knew about.
Well, they're worried about ghosts.
They have no problem. I don't know. Would you buy a home that had history like that?
Well, no.
Would that freak you out or cause you to worry?
You know, it's superstitious. Christ said, I'm not a ghost. I'll have some fish. Thank you very much. You know, it's unnerving, isn't it? I'd give me the willies. Sure.
Sure.
Well, especially if they hadn't caught the guy that did the perp. You know, if he's still creeping around in the backyard by the roses.
Kind of an interesting story.
I'd hit it with a big...
That and Sharknado, we'll talk about a little later on after our sports is wrapped up. Stay tuned. Preview of what's on your mind next.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. When Nesson Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes-at-the-bet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Services. What advice would you have for folks doing business here in the Bakken?
First off, learn about it. You know, if somebody is interested in getting involved in this in any way, shape, or form, there's so much support. You don't have to work on a drilling rig to be part of the oil field. You know, all the support services we were talking about, whether it's the homes, the building, the construction, road construction, all these different services, there's just so much here. Educate yourself. Do your research and know your homework. North Dakota is an absolutely beautiful place to live. Tioga is the oil capital in North Dakota. Absolutely a great town. But my advice would be to learn about it and look at your opportunities. There's a multitude of things that people could be doing to support this industry.
Nesson Consulting Service. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nessonconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Be taking your calls, chat with a couple of guests. That's the modus operandi of what's on your mind. Asking you exactly that question. What's on your mind? Today on the program, we'll tackle this Obamacare issue and see what kind of message folks have on the defunding debates that are going on in Congress. Kevin Cramer is making the case that, we've got to do it, but here's the way to do it. Some folks wanted to part of this continuing resolution. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the president's latest remarks on Obama on the Keystone XL pipeline. We'll follow up on the Bloomberg gun-grabbing, gun-control event in Fargo yesterday. A couple of hot issues that we'll tackle. Steve Bakken is here. And,
you know, what's on my mind today is how am I going to figure out a way to clear my calendar so I can go to Sharknado in the theater?
Hey, you're kind of Sharknado obsessed, aren't you?
I didn't see it the first time. It kind of blew up on in the Twitterverse and the Tweety thingyverse.
And I have no clue what it's about even. I've heard about it, and I kind of first time I heard the word Sharknado, I'm like, what? What are you talking about? But it's clear there's some sort of popular culture. It's skews a little younger than us, doesn't it?
Well, you remember the Rocky Horror Picture Show, right? And the big cult following of that.
I remember I remember hearing about it. I never saw it. I never was bit by that bug.
Oh, it's one of those things you got to see just once so you can say you did. But that's kind of what the sci-fi folks are trying to, hey, this might have some legs. This might take off. Because it's just campy enough and dumb enough and bad graphic enough to be so silly that it's funny. And they're banking on that, and they're hoping that, which this could be a huge swing in pop culture. If you follow this, I don't think there's been a movie yet. There's been a few bands. You think of Justin Bieber, who blew up on YouTube and has a career. Speaking of which, his bus just got busted with having marijuana on it crossing back from Canada. But this is the first time that a movie has potentially become a big success financially because of social media. So it does have ramifications from a social standpoint.
All right. Well, I'll give you that.
But, I know you're sitting on the edge of your seat, Scott.
Well, and by the way, so it started on TV, right?
Yeah, on the Sci-Fi Channel.
And now there's talk of it coming to the big screen. What exactly is Sharknado, by the way, for folks that haven't seen it?
Los Angeles has this bad weather phenomenon, which has multiple tornadoes. And when the tornadoes are out in the ocean where they formed, when they come inland, they're carrying all these tornadoes that eat people, or these sharks. They get picked up into the tornadoes, and these sharks do what sharks do.
So
they fall out of the tornadoes.
So the tornado sends these sharks flying all throughout L.A.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's sort of like
your usual list of C-list actors.
Yeah. It's sort of like Jaws on steroids.
it's Jaws meets Twister.
Yeah. And it's coming to theaters already, and then there's talk of a sequel before it's even hit the theaters, right?
August 2nd, Sci-Fi Channel has negotiated with some 200 theaters. I think it was Regal Theaters, and they're going to open up in all their theaters and see what happens.
Yeah, so this is, but you have to go that day, right, and watch it. It's not like it's a, you know, regular showing of a movie.
I think they're doing a midnight showing and then subsequent showings after that, so throughout the day. Kind of a one-off.
All right.
What does that say about us?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It doesn't say anything about me because I've not seen it.
But I'm trying to put this contextually into culture, and to me that's the fascinating part of, is this really going to happen? It's like, okay.
Other guests today and more serious topics that we'll tackle on the program, Doyle Johannes, the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're going to talk about their Discovery Farm program, so that'll be fun. We'll talk about agriculture today on the program.
Great program.
That's neat. And so anyway, we look forward to learning more about that, answering any questions you might have on it. And then energy analyst Kevin Book of Clearview Energy Partners, probably the guy that's quoted more than anybody when there are major national energy stories. He's just a great analyst and really knows all sides of a particular issue. But if you look at, I saw the political story this morning on the Keystone XL pipeline. He's quoted in it, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Washington Post. He's just a go-to guy. Has a great source on these stories to know the ins and outs. And we'll try and unpack what President Obama had to say on the Keystone pipeline. Kevin actually thinks there's a hint in here of of how this gets to approval. Other folks that have predicted that the, you know, approval was close now say, oh, I don't know, this comments are like a curveball. So we'll try and find out what exactly.
You know, Kevin's the guy to ask. I'm going to ask him because it's been my understanding that the reason the Keystone XL pipeline is not going to go through is because of the southern half. It doesn't really matter what they propose up north. It's going to end in Cushing, Oklahoma, because they've angered the landowners down in Texas, is what TransCanada's done. So I want to find out if there's any credence to that.
You know, the other thing he did in the comments, the president, that is, he sort of mocked the potential jobs that could be created by this. So, and, you know, essentially what he's done is picked up a lot of the rhetoric of the environmentalists who don't want Keystone XL pipeline at any cost. It's sort of like every objection they raise that gets answered, like, you know, the aquifers in Nebraska is an example, or, you know, just take your pick, that they throw some roadblock up against it, and the president's sort of playing that game now.
Do you think it's a case, though, of not necessarily mocking the jobs, but mocking the jobs that his administration hasn't created, which I don't see a whole lot that his administration has created, but if they're not mine, then poo-poo?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I mean, jobs are jobs, right? That's
what I think. I mean, we've got an overabundance of vacancies here in North Dakota, but you talk about the economic impact, because the Keystone does not run through North Dakota in any way, shape, or form, but we would have ancillary pipelines to it to get some of the Bakken crude out of North Dakota. But what that means for Montana and Wyoming and Nebraska and those other states that travels through, some of those states don't have the best unemployment rates.
Yeah, exactly right. And for the infamous shovel-ready jobs,
yeah,
to be...
Yeah, like you put it, shovel-ready yesterday.
You're ready to turn some dirt and actually go with one signature. Seems a bit risky. So anyway, we'll tackle that topic as well. And Sharknado, if you must. See if we can find anybody in our audience that's actually going to this.
It's not that I must. It's just... It's like being when you're a little kid and you're sitting in your couch tent and eating your chocolate bar that you weren't supposed to have. It's kind of a naughty little indulgence.
Anyway, that question and the 9/11 photo question are kind of two fun ones. We'll up on Facebook here shortly for you. Stephen, I'll be back shortly.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
With our recent rains, some root rot damage is surfacing in our soybean fields. Symptoms often begin as yellow or unhealthy-looking plants. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field, which often corresponds to low areas where water may have pooled. There are multiple pathogens that cause root rots, and more than one pathogen may be active simultaneously. Although root rots are unmanageable this year, there are management tools available for future growing seasons. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment may be a good investment. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Channel.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
I was born on a rock in the middle of the ocean, where the wind's so rough it could carry you to London. It's a newfound land with an old soul reaching for the light of day.
Seen a movie so bad that it's actually good?
Maybe.
Have you?
Napoleon Dynamite was so odd and strange, but I just laughed in spite of myself.
Did you see? I couldn't laugh.
Again and again.
I just kept saying, this is so stupid.
When he fed a bass to his llama, that just about put me upside down.
But that would be a good example of one so bad that it could be good for some.
Yeah, some people just, yeah, right.
Because that's how our engineer Aaron has described Sharknado. Falls into the so bad it's good category. I was rolling on the floor when a shark flies out of a tornado through a chainsaw a guy is holding. Beyond ridiculous, but a good time. Not for everyone, I suppose. See, I feel very old when I hear people raving about Sharknado.
Well,
I feel like what?
A tornado
picks up sharks and flings them in.
Isn't a tornado bad enough? You know, I saw that movie about the tornado that had a combine in it and a tractor and four ducks. Now it's got a shark in it that's rabid. It's not right.
I'm guessing. I don't know, but I'm guessing that the majority of our audience would think this is just stupidity.
Well, I should hope so.
But I have to tell you, every time I have the clicker in my hand and might have, 15, 20 minutes of spare time to what's here, what's happening? Stroll through the. There's nothing but a lot of junk on TV.
They're selling a lot of interesting exercise programs.
I don't linger on those.
All kinds of jewelry and food makers.
Even C-SPAN, I'll get stuck there once in a while and find something mildly interesting, but it doesn't last long. I move on.
You end up at Fox, I bet, more than once.
I do, although I'm amazed at the amount of stories that just sort of, okay, I know everything there is to know about that. I don't need to, one more opinion on it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Give me something new. So maybe that's why Sharknado.
Well, that's new, all right.
Is taking off. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to come back to that question possibly at some point. I do have a Facebook post up, and Kathy said, stupid, stupid, stupid. So thank you, Kathy. I don't feel as old anymore. And another one coming up about the 9/11 photo. Considered too rah-rah American for the World Trade Center.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. But first, we got to talk about sports, because we always do it this time. And you were gone yesterday, so I did my best on the...
Well, I'm sure you did.
On the sports front, talking about the Twins.
But I bet you didn't say this. In four series, the Twins have not lost a series.
I did not say that. I did not...
See, they won three in a row, and then they managed to tie Seattle 2-2. But their two middle games with Duno and Diamond, they both pitched their best game of the year. So there's some encouraging signs here. Now we got to go against Santana, Pelfrey tonight. The odds are in favor of Kansas City. If we can win here, I think we're going to be world champs within the next 3 years.
Wow, that's quite a bold prediction.
Yeah, it all depends on tonight.
They win tonight against Kansas City, defy the odds, then you like their chances.
Also, Maurer's coming back. You know, the tied for third place, the best hitting catcher that ever lived. He's been home 6 days. Something about that bothers me, though. 6 days with his new twins. I don't know. I think he should have only had 3 days, but maybe I'm nuts.
I think you're nuts.
I am.
Because when he's on his deathbed, the games that he missed will seem very insignificant compared to the time with a newborn baby twins.
And they change rapidly at that age. You're right. You know what? I'm just old fuddy-duddy, and I'm ashamed of myself.
You're
now
a ravenous Twins fan. You want them to come out of this slump.
See, and I had my priorities all wrong. I did.
Yeah. Now, I don't know that the average Joe would get that amount of time off, but, I mean, it's not very often that the average Joe would be... You know, right, I'm off in
the average Joe wouldn't get any time off. Come on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the average Joe would at least.
Unless it was Jolene and had the babies.
Well, you could plan for this, though. You could have time off,
well,
right?
Of course you can.
Yeah.
In some jobs.
Take vacation, take whatever. And, you know, and most often you'd be near where your spouse is. So.
Well, I think it's very civilized. And, you know, Joe's doing great work against bullies.
I think. I applaud Joe Maurer.
I do. He's a great man. And,
I think I think he made the right decision.
Well, then I'm sorry I even said anything, because I think you're right, and I've stumbled into error again. See, I'm too inveterate a Twins fan.
Should we ask our listeners about that question?
I don't think it's that big of a deal, but they might be interested. You know, should somebody have 6 days off if they have twins, but only 3 days off if they have one child?
No, that isn't the question. Whether Joe Maurer took too much time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's all I want to know. One little news tidbit here. An Amtrak train near Williston has collided with a bulldozer.
Oh, no.
No one's injured.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. So, just a little news that was. Let's hope that's not become. This doesn't become a sport. The Amtrak bulldozer, open, but it didn't really belong in sports. But I thought I would share that little news tidbit just before I forgot, because we know about it. We're watching it, and thankfully, no injuries. All right. So, Twins and KC, they win tonight. They could start measuring themselves World Series rings some point in the next 3 years.
I think so. It's just inevitable.
Okay, what else?
Well, there's a great story in USA Today that really gives some insight into what these professional football players are up against. They're talking about Jared Allen, and will he have a chance to make another run at a sack record? Listen to this. The doctors cut down his biceps tendon, shaved his AC joint, repaired the torn labrum, moved from his left shoulder to his right knee, repairing the meniscus. All of this he played with last year. Imagine the pain he was in. He knew he'd put it off too long, but he would have been waking up in the middle of the night with tremendous pain. He couldn't explode. I had a torn meniscus. I had surgery. I couldn't even walk. I walked around with one of these things with tennis balls on the thing, these walkers, like some kind of a ninny. And here he is playing football with a torn meniscus and the shoulder. So
it's a long way from his heart.
It is. He has got a great big heart. And, you know, he's ready. He did that surgery in January. He's ready to rock and roll and feels good as ever. And they're looking for big time from him. I like that story. I liked another football story. Parcells, you know, turned down a chance to rebuild his fifth attempt at the fifth rebuilding story. He's going to go into the world, into the Hall of Fame. Purcells, and he's going in as a Giant, much to the chagrin of the other teams he coached to such glory.
Bison end up as the preseason favorite and
unanimous.
Yeah.
Terrific. By a landslide, two-time FCS champ Bison, overwhelming favorite in MVP.
That story broke yesterday when we were on the air. Huh?
That's very cool. All 39 votes. And South Dakota State is second. And
where is South Dakota?
South Dakota was the 10th choice.
Yeah, I'm just mocking them.
Right, yeah, they are.
They have the answer there already.
It was.
Major League Baseball is
Ooh.
Likely to announce suspensions for A-Rod and others this week.
Oh.
Lifetime ban for Rodriguez, reportedly a real possibility. You think it's going to happen, Mark?
I think so.
But your sources are telling you?
I think so. Yeah, my sources. I have a trained flea that talks in my ear. But Nelson Cruz, you know, Melky Cabrera, Colon, there's a lot of huge names, integral parts of a lot of teams that are, shall we say, contaminated with suspicion. So the cloud must pass, and, you know, they've got to deal with this because this has really hurt baseball's credibility for years. And I'm afraid A-Rod has been naughty once too many times and once too many ways.
Lifetime banned.
Yep.
Or he'll cut some deal with baseball for some, season-long suspension.
He's definitely on the downward slide anyway, and the guy's great. He was just awesome. He just ripped the Twins to pieces. But
Red Hawks off last night and in St. Paul tonight.
Yep.
With a three-game series.
Yeah, and he got a commanding lead. A commanding lead in their division. So,
all right, what did I promise we'd come back to? Oh, the story about houses with history.
Yeah.
So this would give you the willies. You couldn't buy a home. And North Dakota doesn't have to disclose this, right? Now, that's sort of the gist of the story, that the laws differ. And in North Dakota, a real estate agent is only required to mention a prior murder at a home if a potential buyer asks.
Or if it's in progress.
who would think to say, by the way, has there ever been a murder here?
Yeah, what? That's not, I've never, that's not on my short list.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, a lot of closets, a garage door opener. A tree and a murder.
In Minnesota, if somebody's been murdered in a home, the real estate agent has a duty to disclose it to the buyer.
In extreme detail.
The law applies in Minnesota even if a murder happened a long, long time ago, as it did at one particular location they chronicle here in Moorhead 79 years ago.
That's ridiculous.
Someone was shot by an unknown gunman on his own front porch in 1924. The home is still there, and if the current owner were to try and sell it without disclosing the murder from nearly 90 years ago, the buyer could later hold them liable in court.
What, if they got the willies, or they got a ghost visitation, or if they...
Well, no, just that they didn't disclose.
What is the damage?
I don't know.
Their psyche?
Yeah.
Another thing, the guy was killed on his front porch. Did he crawl into his home and perish, or... You know, I think that's not fair. I think porches should be exempt.
State law also includes language that specifies homeowners are not required to disclose paranormal activity in a home.
Oh.
That was prompted by a case in New York in 1991 in which a man bought a home, then sued his former owner for failing to tell him it was haunted.
Well, now that makes perfect sense.
He lost when the appellate division of the North Dakota, or New York, rather, state Supreme Court said the real estate agent had no duty to disclose the presence of ghosts.
Or aliens in the closet.
That's how Minnesota also sees it.
Sure. Well.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a lot. Some of these homes have a connection to the fourth dimension.
9/11 photo. That was the other thing I was going to tell you about. That, and we'll keep the Sharknado question going on our Facebook page. When is something considered too rah-rah?
If you're a one-worlder and don't believe in pray there is no country or no God.
Kind of crazy, isn't it?
Well, it's anti-nationalism.
It's the photo, of the firefighters who are raising the flag. You know,
it's a great picture. A great picture of what is America? But we never give up. We raise the flag. We carry the flag. We don't even let the flag hit the ground like in the movie Glory.
I'm with you.
What's on your
completely?
Call now 800-228-0550.
When NESA Consulting Service speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesset of NESA Consulting Service. Kathy, let's talk a little bit about what you do differently. Training tomorrow's experts in the Bakken.
My thing is that I work with geologists, mudloggers, individuals, and I train them myself. I started doing this work back in 1979 as a mudlogger. My specialty is that I take my knowledge and I train our workers to NESIC consulting standards. And that standard is what separates us from other mudloggers and other geologists working the basin. It's people that are trained specifically to Western North Dakota, Williston Basin geology. So that is our specialty. Even though we step out into other basins, this is really our hands-on specialty. The other thing is that I focus primarily on young people to contract and work for NESIC Consulting Service from the northern tier. So we want people who are comfortable, know how to drive safely in North Dakota. So that is really our focus.
To find out more, go to NESICconsulting.com or call 701-664-1492.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
From the makers of Blanket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blanket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at BlanketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlanketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Doyle Johannes from Underwood, North Dakota is going to join us on the program we call What's on Your Mind to talk about what it takes to be a North Dakota Discovery Farm Pioneer participant. We're talking about Discovery Farm program today on the program with Doyle Johannes, who heads up the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Look forward to that. We're going to talk with energy analyst Kevin Book of Clearview Energy Partners on President Obama's Keystone XL pipeline comments and what they mean for the future of that particular project. Look forward to that. I do want to talk about what would make a photo too pro-American to be included in a museum. We got the photo up on Facebook yet? Let's hop to it here. I want to give folks a chance to see the photo in case they don't remember. It's probably next to President Bush on the pile of rubble, the most iconic scene I remember from the 9/11 incident in which these three firefighters find a damaged flagpole on a big pile of rubble and raise a flag. So here they are in the midst of all this rubble of Ground Zero. And by the way, this has been a statue. This has been made into all kinds of different mementos of that infamous day. So I don't know who's making the decisions about what goes into the 9/11 Museum, but someone needs a little shot of patriotism, if you ask me. Anyway, that'll be one of the topics we'll tackle, as well as guidance from our audience on the best approach on Obamacare for your member of Congress. Right now, though, and that's, by the way, next hour, 800-228-0550. If you want to get that in your speed down, get ready to weigh in on the topics of the day. Questions for our guest? Look forward to chatting with you. All across the Northern Plains, joined by KFIRE 550, KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, as well as what you're listening to right now. Talk Radio 1090 in the Bakken, the Flag West, and the Flag East, AM 1100 in Fargo-Moorhead, where it is 64 degrees at this hour, scattered clouds, south-southwest wind at 5 to 15, Grand Forks 64, Jamestown 64, other end of the state, Tioga at 57 at this hour under clear skies. Minot, 56. Williston, 53 degrees. Here's the forecast for the Red River Valley. Partly sunny today at a high near 78. West-southwest wind at 3 to 7 miles an hour. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Mainly between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 58. West wind very light. Chance of precip, however, 60% tonight. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. Higher in thunderstorms tomorrow, sunny, high near 75. Northwest wind at 6 to 16, gusts as high as 21. Wednesday night, clear, low around 54. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 78. Northwest wind at 7 to 9. Thursday night, partly cloudy, low around 55. Friday, sunny to high near 76. Clear, 54 Friday night. Saturday, sunny, high near 76. So today and Thursday, about the warmest days you'll see all the way through Monday, and the overnight lows at least out of the 40s into the 50s. In the oil patch, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, most of those mainly after 10 a.m. Patchy fog will be burning off here soon, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 72. I don't know about you, but I don't think that's good enough for July 30th either. 72, come on. Northeast wind at a just slight breeze of 3 to 8 miles an hour. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter, except if some of those thunderstorms kick in. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms at 30%, mainly before 10 tonight. Mostly cloudy, gradually becoming clear. Low around 46 tomorrow. Sunny, high near 71, with the winds kicking in again tomorrow. Northwest at 7 to 16, gusts as high as 24 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, clear, low around 45. Thursday, sunny, high near 71. Clear and 48 Thursday night. Sunny on Friday with a high near 74. 53 Friday night, partly cloudy, sunny and 73 Saturday. It is a cool streak here. So there you're looking at the warmest all the way through Monday will be Monday at 75 degrees. Otherwise, we're going to be low 70s all week long in the patch, and the overnight lows will get into the 40s. Like tonight, 46, tomorrow night, 45. July. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news there, but that's not the rosiest forecast I've ever seen. Late in July, unfortunately. We'll touch on a new report on flaring in the Bakken. These are you can pretty much set your watch to these flaring stories. Why is all this wealth being burned off into the air? Because things take time. Triple T. Never forget it. Nobody likes the idea, but I could write these stories in a paragraph. Flaring. Bad. We agree. Things take time. Infrastructure underway. Film at 11. Anyway, that more coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 to weigh in next. Don't go away.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stages. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.